Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our Survivor exit interview. What? Yes, that's right. An exit interview after an episode of Survivor. It's a novel concept, and this is where I get to talk to the person who was voted out from the episode of Survivor. They're going to call in, and we're going to have 15 minutes to talk to them. So I'm very excited for any of our new listeners who don't know what we do here on the Exit Interview podcast. So very excited to talk to Karishma, who was voted out from the tribe at the final eight. And so we'll talk to her about everything that's going on in the game. Of course, on Wednesday night, I was in Brea, California for our live show at the Brea Improv. Had about 400 people out there for a really fun show. We got the YouTube video up and the podcast as well, if you missed any of that. And then I just got done with my chat with PG Law, who was here at the Airbnb where we ended up staying after the show last night. I had a very nice conversation with PG. Can't wait for you guys to hear that one. And then on Friday, I will talk to the Purple Pants Badass Bryce Isaiah about everything that's going on. So get your feedback questions in for Bryce. Rob has a website, .com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP to get your voicemail questions in for Bryce. Before we get to Karishma, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor, and it's an appropriate sponsor here for our exit interview because we're talking about CBS All Access's hit show, Tell Me a Story. Now, everybody remembers their favorite fairy tales growing up. One of my favorites that I did not appreciate enough at the time is Sleeping Beauty. How lucky could you be to that? Ooh, if somebody was going to do an evil spell on me, ooh, make me go to sleep forever. Please, I should be so lucky to get that curse. The new season of Kevin Williamson's Tell Me a Story, though, is going to take the world's most well-known fairy tales and reimagining them as a dark and twisted psychological thriller, exploring an entirely new set of characters. This season features three legendary stories, Beauty and the Beast, Sleeping Beauty, and Cinderella. That's what drew me to Tell Me a Story, streaming December 5th, that's today, exclusively on CBS All Access. Here's what you can expect. The show stars the incredible Paul Wesley, best known for his role in The Vampire Diaries, and also stars Danielle Campbell from The Originals and Carrie Ann Moss from The Matrix and Jessica Jones. It's got a stellar cast all around. The new season was shot on location in Nashville, which means that there is an original music woven into the stories that you won't want to miss. Sign up today for CBS All Access by going to cbs.com/Rob. Get your first week of CBS All Access for free and stream the new season of Tell Me a Story on December 5th. That's cbs.com/Rob to get your first week of CBS All Access for free at cbs.com/Rob. All right. Looks like that we have Karishma on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Karishma, how are you doing?
Hi, Rob. Oh, my gosh. Dreams do come true.
Dream bigger, Karishma.
No, this is big enough. I'm very, very honored to be talking to you today, of course.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to talk to you also. And what an ordeal you had over 32 days of Survivor. I know you said last night on the episode that you're not good. How are you now?
I am doing phenomenal. I am happier than ever, and I am so incredibly proud of myself.
Okay. I would love to talk about that vote that ended up unfolding from the episode on Wednesday night, because things really ended up taking a turn at the tribal council, because it looked like there was a plan in place, which was to vote against Tommy. And all of a sudden, Dean starts ruining the plan and spilling the beans. Did you have any sort of a sense that the plan was not going to happen on the beach in the afternoon before tribal?
I had no idea. When I walked into tribal council, I thought 100% our plan is going to work. And the four of us will be the ones voting for Tommy, and Tommy will be voted out. I had no reason to believe otherwise. You know, all day we were focused on Nora. Can we trust her? Can we trust her? I never thought that it would end up being Dean. I never thought.
it was wild. There was a live tribal.
It was a combination. Yeah. It was a combination, but still.
It was a live tribal, and a lot of stuff was going on. It seemed like that you were really trying to play it calm, cool, and collected, Karishma, there. At, what was going through your mind as the tribal council was unfolding?
Yeah, I mean, it came as a surprise, right? Nora's right behind me, and suddenly I hear her, and I think to myself, I don't even think. Suddenly what happens is like a big tower of like, you know, like when you're playing Jenga and the whole tower falls down? Mm-hmm. I kind of get that feeling in my gut, like, oh, holy crap, it's wiggling, it's about to tumble over, because I did not hear or see what she was referring to as far as Dean talking to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of that happened, and I didn't know what she was talking about. So to me, it's like, well, did he like bend over to like scratch his ankle and she thought he was talking to Tommy? Like, is that what it made her implode? So when things started getting like really, really crazy, I was sitting there and I really, really thought what I should do. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Chaos is a ladder, and chaos was a brewing, and I was listening, and, you know, I have to give credit to Nora because she got caught in a lie, and now she has to sort of explain herself. But the more and more she was talking, the deeper she was digging her hole,
mm-hmm.
right? She was like explaining one lie, but then using two lies to explain the one lie. And to me, it was just piling on each other. And what I was doing is I was looking around. I was telling everybody, guys, use your common sense. Use logic. Use your common sense. You don't have to question it anymore. You got your answer. Actions speak louder than words. You've got your answer. And I gave a lot of credit to the other people there in assuming that they would be able to see what I was seeing, right? Mm-hmm. In that she was covering her tracks, she was lying. And that bottom line, she can't be trusted and she should be the one voted out. Second reason I have to point out is that truthfully, by that point in time, Karishma can't do anything right at all. And that's in the eyes of the tribe mates. So if I got up and I tried to do anything at all,
yeah.
I worry that then the spotlight shifts to me when I'm really trying to get that light as bright on Nora. So I have to be very careful about that too. That's why I didn't really get up and move around and inject myself into conversations as much. It was on purpose. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was my best strategy.
Karishma, can I ask you a little bit about your relationship with your husband in terms of, you know, how did he feel about everything that you went through on the show? It seemed like that you had this really wild journey on the show where it's sort of that mm-hmm. your journey was one of like learning to appreciate your life that you have back at home as opposed to mm-hmm. Finding what you were looking for on Survivor. Is that fair?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I'm glad I get to talk to you about it. And I was actually waiting for this day for a really long time because when that episode first aired weeks and weeks ago, where I was, you know, sitting around the fire with Jack and Janet and really opening up my heart and my soul about the ways that I've struggled in life and, you know, knock on wood, you know, thank God who is watching over me. I've been very blessed and I haven't had tremendous, tremendous struggles in life. But one that I did deal with was, you know, this whole concept of, you know, a woman having to get married, an Indian woman having to get married in order to prove herself, you know, worth anything or prove herself valuable. And with that came sort of the pressures from my parents to get married. And so I think I was really misunderstood by the viewers in that I in no way, shape, or form am in an arranged marriage or was forced to get married. I met my husband, and because of the societal pressures that were put on mm-hmm. me, I may have gotten married faster than I normally would have, but in no way, shape, or form was it not my choice and like a decision I made for myself. And so fast forward, here I am sitting there and here I am, you know, even rewind from that a little bit, like here I'm thinking about whether to go on Survivor. And I'm thinking, this is a great break I can take from my life because we're having this like 5-year itch. You know, we come home from work, we have dinner, we watch TV, and go to sleep. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to talk about those things mm-hmm. when you've become so accustomed to the routine. And that was a struggle. That I mean, it may seem like a real minuscule struggle in the grand scheme of things, but that was what I was struggling with, was, you know, dealing with my feelings and my flaws in ways I communicate with my husband and figuring out, you know, how I can move forward and strengthen the relationship. And I think what happened was it got a little bit muddied when I was talking about my parents, who had a little bit more of a conventional arranged marriage 40 years ago. And when I was, you know, crying and using the term roommates, the whole thing got muddied.
Yeah.
And it all boils down to, like, you know, we have this issue of communication. So going back to your question, what happened with this journey? I had a really hard time in the game. I had a hard time forming bonds. I had a hard time creating relationships. And, you know, great thing now, the cast and I, we get along great. I formed some amazing, amazing friendships in the past couple months. But in the game, it was tremendously difficult for me. And when you feel that level of loneliness and when you feel that kind of just despair and at times just feeling worthless, you've got to dig deep, not to quote Jeff too much, but you've got to dig deep and remember what it is in your life that makes you, that gives you worth and gives you the strength and empowers you. And for me, that was, you know, my husband and the love he has for me. For me, that was my friendships in life for the past 20, 30 years, my best friends in the whole world. I have a group of 8 girls, DG Squad, woohoo, love you. They have been with me for 20 plus years. And it's like you have this new way of seeing everything that you have.
Yeah.
Because you have lived in a world where you haven't had any of it and you've felt what it feels like on the other side. So I have to say, it sounds so cheesy. And I know, gosh, I'm a fan of yours, but like, I listen to you. And if I was on the other side listening to me saying this, I'd probably chuckle, but I'm going to say it because it is my truth. I came out of Survivor with a newfound appreciation for everything that I have in my life. And that is 100% my truth, because if you want to be happy, I honestly feel like you can choose to be happy and wake up every morning really being grateful for everything you have instead of wondering and wishing and hoping for the things that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And thank you for sharing all that with us on the podcast. I know it's not easy to do. And I think that, you know, Survivor strips everything away, and then that there is an appreciation for what you have when you, you know, get to eat a donut or do like the simple things that we take for granted. So I do think...
on a mimosa.
Yes, or a shark ball, or any of those things. All right, Krishma, we don't have a lot of time left, so I just want to touch on a couple other quick things. Going back to last week's vote, did you intend for, were you trying to attract more votes onto your person in the lead up to the tribal council, knowing that you were going to play your idol that night?
No, my intention was not to attract votes onto myself, but I did go into that tribal council not entirely knowing whether or not the votes were coming that way, and I figured it out during tribal council, and it became pretty clear during tribal the way everyone was answering their questions.
Going back to a couple of weeks earlier when you had the opportunity to vote against Missy or vote against Tommy, that it seemed like that you were you could have gone to either side, where Missy wanted to maybe take you as a pawn to the end. And Tommy and Elaine talked about how now you needed to stand up for yourself. But it seemed like that right after that vote, Tommy and Elaine were just as ready to, you know, cut you and cast you aside. So do you feel like that in hindsight, was it still the right call to vote against Missy?
Gosh, you know what they say, right? Hindsight is 20/20. But at the same time, I will admit it. I got, you know, I picked Tommy and Lane. I put all my eggs in their basket. I had been honestly, like, my heart was just aching to play with somebody, so much so that I looked in Tommy's eyes, I looked in Elaine's eyes, and I just said, you know what? If I'm ever going to have an opportunity to bond and have a relationship and move forward playing with people, I have to jump in head first. And I chose to jump in with Tommy and Elaine instead of Missy and Elizabeth.
Okay. What was it like for you to play with Nora? Because it seemed like that you guys never really got on the same page.
From a game standpoint, it was incredibly frustrating and difficult to play with Nora. I'm a fan of the game, and you want to play with people who are predictable and who you can trust. And with Nora, you never knew what she was going to do, what she was going to say. And from a game perspective, that's a really dangerous person to be playing with and voting with. From like a personal standpoint, playing with her was highly entertaining.
Yeah, I bet. Krishma, it did seem like you cast kind of a shady vote, though, against Nora. Why did you write, Nora will never know best?
Yeah, so she would be plugging her little motto, Nora knows best, like all the time, all the time. So we all knew, like, she just has a slogan, Nora knows best. And you know, at that time, I was heated. I was upset. I had spent the whole day. I had spent so much time with her, like, you know, just calming her down and being like, this is, it's such an easy vote, Nora. They're going to split it. It's going to be 2-2 and 4, Nora. This is our path to the end. And I put in a lot of work, and to see all that work implode, I just had to make a statement, and I wrote, Nora will never know best.
Okay. Krishma,
and it was fun at the time.
I have a million more questions for you, but I know you have to run, but I really do appreciate you making some time to talk with me, because I have an appreciation for that at getting to do these exit interviews. It's so nice to get to talk to somebody. So thank you so much, Nora. Sorry. Thank you.
No.
I did, but I'm going to edit that part out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Krishma. And I want to be the first to wish you and yours a very happy Festivus for the rest of us.
Hey, bye, Steven. Just kidding. Happy Festivus. Thank you so much. And I look forward to the day when I can talk to you again.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Thank you, Krishma.
Bye, Ron.
All right, take care. Bye. Oh, no. Very embarrassing moment that I don't think I've ever done that before. Called somebody the wrong name on the exit interview. I'm watching the clock and trying to wrap things up, and I want to get all my jokes in, and then totally screwed that one up. We'll leave that one in there so everybody can make fun of me for doing that one. A classic podcasting mistake made by yours truly today on the, exit interview. Sorry. Oh no. I can't believe it. All right. Anyway, so look, late night last night for me. We just got done recording my recap with PG. You'll be hearing that soon as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. I always am very excited to be back here on the Exit Interview, but I maybe too excited for Exit Interview podcast. But I'll be back with the Purple Pants Badass Bryce Isaiah coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about that and then have that up for you guys either Friday night or Saturday morning. Thanks again to Scott St. Pierre for getting all that posted. And of course, head on over to robinswebsite.com/patron for more information about everything that we're doing here on the Rob Has a Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Take care. Bye.